We headed to the home stretch in quarter number four on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
We're back, fourth and final quarter of this edition of the Keystone Kickoff Show, coming to you from the Labatt Blue Studio once again. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light, bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. Dustin Hawkinsmith here with Greg Pickle, Todd Sadowski from Fox 43. He's going to be as surprised as you are with Greg's Best Bets, our segment where Greg looks around the college football landscape nationally, picks out five games that he likes, whether it's a point spread or an over-under, and he weighs in with a little pick against that. So just to recap before we get into this week's five, last week's five, Greg went 3-2 in those picks. He also went 3-2 the week before, making him 6-4 since we started tracking these things. He went Penn State, Michigan State under 46, a 28-7 outcome. That's a win. Wisconsin getting 14 points at Ohio State. I think I remember kind of liking this one too. That's a lot of points. Wasn't enough points. That's a loss. Liberty giving 7 on the road at Rutgers. That's a loss. Rutgers found a way to win this game. And this is just, I mean, that point spread and that game, I mean, that's just where Rutgers is
right
now.
Is it me or is there a lot of this show dedicated to Rutgers football?
We're not done yet either, my friend. We are not done yet. Michigan giving 2 to Notre Dame. That's a win. Texas A&M giving 10 to Joe Moorhead and Mississippi State. That's a win. So 3-2 overall. I think if you're turning to somebody who's got a 60% success rate, I think you're doing okay. Greg's not a paid professional as far as this goes.
Not a paid professional,
maybe,
no matter how it goes.
Maybe he'd do better in his own personal wagering life if he were a paid professional, but here we are. We got the 5 to start this week. We usually spend a good deal of time talking about Penn State. They got a bye week. It's a pick 'em. I'm going Penn State over the bye.
I'll take the bye to cover.
So let's lead off. Michigan giving 18 on the road at Maryland. I love this one.
Yeah, I do too. So I don't... I think that's a noon start, so I do tend to get a little bit leery of... I think Todd might like this one, too, based
that
on his previous comments.
I mean, let's just see between now and noon on Saturday where this thing goes.
I don't like necessarily big road favorites, especially not with early games, because if they start slow, it might, you know, mess you up in the end. But it's just really hard for me to see a Michigan team that just put up 45 points on Notre Dame not beating Maryland and the train wreck that it is by 3 touchdowns. I just have a very difficult time envisioning the idea that Jim Harbaugh, after this big win, is going to let his team lay an egg. Some people love Harbaugh. Some people hate him. I get it. I just don't think it matters against Maryland. It's not a good football team, and Michigan should be locked in on defense, which means even if the offense only scores 21 points, I feel pretty confident in a shutout, which would cover for us.
Look, these guys are well-paid professionals, the odds makers, right? So they know what they're doing. This one just stands out as a gift. But look, like I said, there's a lot of these have come out that look at it. But I have a hard time believing Maryland's going to score. They're down to probably their 5th quarterback by now. They always lose 4 quarterbacks a year. I know.
Minimum.
And Michigan's starting to get a role. Shea Patterson played well for the most part against Penn State. Obviously, they took, you know, Notre Dame to the woodshed. Wow. I just really shocked. And look, it may be an 18-19 point game. I'm just surprised this is where the line was at for this game. I would think they would be able, because look, they're trying to get even money, right, on both sides of the, I would think it would be up near 24, 25 at least on this
that
game.
That could be where it goes. What do you think, Greg, is the rationale here? Because the lasting impression I have from Maryland at home was not only not good enough, but not organized enough, not disciplined enough. You know, you talk about the things that you need to be against Michigan. Maybe there's a little trap game feel after playing Penn State on the road, after playing Notre Dame. A noon kick, a little sleepy time kick. Maybe that's the rationale. I don't really believe in wagering that rationale. I get it. There are trap situations, but this doesn't feel like a trap to me. And maybe that's exactly what makes it a trap.
Perhaps. But I don't know. I just don't think that Maryland can keep this one within – I have a hard time seeing it, quite frankly, within 4 touchdowns, let alone 3.
So, Todd, you're on the record with – I'm going to keep track of your record, too.
Oh, my gosh.
And I'll text it to you next week.
Yeah.
All right. So, the next one, your Rutgers Scarlet Knights – Greg likes Illinois giving 20 at home to Rutgers. This is an Illinois team that this betting line would have looked awful to start the year, but we're feeling a little different about Illinois these days.
Yeah. So, I mean, you look at this contest. I love to stick in the Big Ten for this segment, especially because we usually have Penn State in here. But, I mean, look, so I was against – I believe if you went back and listened, what I said last week was is you can't – you just can't lay enough points with – Rutgers. And I guess I overlooked the fact that maybe Liberty was not the right team to use that theory with. I think Illinois is.
Yeah. You are going to go down swinging on this bet whoever's playing Rutgers.
Right.
Are you not?
I am. Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, Illinois, I mean, again, we're looking at minus 20 as we sit here and record this. So, again, another game where a really bad Big Ten team has to play. Obviously, Illinois is not on Michigan's level, but Illinois tried to keep it close with Michigan for a while and actually fought back in that game. Lovie Smith seems to have an interesting vibe going on out there in Illinois this year. So I'm going to say that this one is, you know, again, a game where Rutgers can do absolutely nothing. Illinois does more than enough to cover. Maybe they only win 24-0, 28-0. I don't know, but it should be a comfortable cover if nothing
else. It should be nothing.
Right.
Right on the back end. But, you know, Sean McDonough is an interesting announcer. If you listen to the game against Michigan State, he throws in little things that you have to listen a little deeper for. And I believe I heard him say Lovie Smith has as many top 10 wins as Jim Harbaugh does. He has as many top 10 wins at Illinois as Jim Harbaugh does at Michigan. That aside, they're playing Rutgers. They're not playing a top 10 program. I would lay the 20 points in a heartbeat with Illinois right now, feeling good about themselves, and Rutgers just about wanting to know when the season's going to end.
As a counterpoint, you watch Rutgers, I believe, as an extra point. They did a little shoe shine celebration. Does that mean that Rutgers' swagger is back?
No.
It does not. Okay. That's the official ruling.
And earlier, I believe you mentioned Rutgers and Joe Moorhead in about two different sentences. I don't know if we'll ever see that in the same sentence or not. Joe's having some trouble down at Mississippi State. He's realizing how tough the SEC is.
Yeah, is he ever.
I'm sorry. I'm getting us off tangent here.
Maybe not. You don't know where we're going next. So
That is true. I'm learning the rules change as we go.
So is that you? You're going Illinois and you're going Michigan?
Yeah.
Against the spreads in both of these. Okay. Yeah. I'm keeping detailed notes here. It's the Keystone Kickoff Show. It's the fourth and final quarter here. We're doing Greg's Best Bets, the segment brought to you by GoPSURV.com. They're not in action. We're not discussing them now, but we will be soon. Road trip to Minnesota. They got Indiana and Rutgers still at home in Happy Valley. Two more big opportunities to take in a football game at Beaver Stadium. Two more opportunities to get the ultimate tailgating experience through GoPSURV.com. Don't wait until they're on the verge of being at home again. Go look into them now to start making your arrangements. It's an awesome weekend where you don't have to worry about much of anything. Sticking with Greg's Best Bets here, we got Georgia giving 4 at Florida. Really the game of the weekend. There's not a whole lot of high profile happening here, but this SEC showdown is an interesting one. Georgia as a road favorite in this one.
Yeah, so I don't know. I just really like what I've seen out of Georgia this year. I thought this was a little short. I honestly, if it was a touchdown, I would have taken Florida in this spot, but I just see Georgia winning this game by at least that margin. So if you're going to give me 4 points and I think they're going to win by 7, I will certainly take that every day of the week. So, interesting SEC contest here. Obviously, a lot on the line for both of these schools, and they've each had their own moments this year where they look like they could be college football playoff contenders, and, you know, Georgia takes another step forward here. I like them a lot.
By the way, Florida is the number 6 team in the country right now in the AP poll. Georgia's number 8. So, both of these are one-loss teams, both in the SEC, both you know, really looking to kind of keep hope alive and give themselves that opportunity to make the college football playoff. We've seen that it's possible before. What, any thoughts on this one? Georgia as a road favorite, Todd?
Wow, this is a tough read game. This is a really tough read. I'm surprised to think of them as a road team, really, when they're in, you know, the world's largest cocktail party, right, in Jacksonville. You know, when in doubt, I go with experience at quarterback. I think Jake Fromm's done enough to get this Georgia team where they need to get to. They're probably evenly talented. I like Florida's defense a lot, but I would err on the side of Georgia.
I just for the record, to go back, I am picking Rutgers to cover against Illinois. I'm going on the record for that one. I hate myself for it. add it to the list, I guess. I hate myself for it. I'm also, this Georgia-Florida game, it's got 2017 written all over it. So outside the realm of a field goal, I do like Georgia to win it, but I'm gonna pick Florida to cover. So I'm going against the current in these past two. Next one up, Boston College getting 2.5 at Syracuse. Boy, it seems unfathomable to me to bet money on the Syracuse right now.
Yeah, I mean, that's why I like Boston College. So not only are we getting 2.5, but we're also getting the fact that Syracuse is just an unmitigated disaster, guys. I mean, I don't know what Dino Babe, I don't know what happened up there, but it is not good. Boston College has two really good running backs, and I think they can run all over the Syracuse team. Boston College, obviously, like outright, not just with the 2.5.
Any thoughts, Todd?
I don't know if I've watched more than 5 downs of ACC football this year.
You're probably better for it.
To tell you the truth. I mean, the ACC is just – I'm shocked where that conference has went. I don't know much about Boston College. I don't know much about Syracuse other than they have fallen on some hard times pretty quickly. I'm going to take the points. I'll take the points and roll with it that way.
Boy, getting any points seems like a gift right now. This is a Syracuse team – sitting at 3-5, they've got wins, not good wins. Liberty was one of them, Western Michigan and Holy Cross. They've lost to NC State, Pitt, and Florida State in their last 3 games. Hard to bet on that team. I'm going to go BC as well, so we've got a consensus on that one. The last one, a little service academy action, Army getting 15 at Air Force Academy.
Yeah, so one quick note, a best bet for an early preview for next week, there will be a lot of hungover Penn State fans for Penn State, Minnesota. It's an 11 a.m. local kick out there, Dustin, noon on the East Coast. That's
as we're sitting here, that was just released.
Yeah, so that's interesting. So as for this service academy game, I like to take the points in these games, especially if you want to give me 2 touchdowns. Sometimes they do run it up on each other. Sometimes the one side just has a complete inability to get stops. That could be this game. Air Force is very good. Army is not this year. But I like getting over 2 touchdowns in these games. It's a terrible week, as we talked about. It was hard to find 5 good bets this week, but I do like Army in Service Academy games getting the 15. I also couldn't begrudge anybody who might want to tease the under in Army.
Any thoughts on that? Any thoughts on that noon kick, too?
I've given up enough points in this best bet segment. I'm going to take the points. I like betting against Rutgers and Maryland. I feel pretty good about those, though.
Okay. All right. So there we go. Those are best bets. We'll keep tracking them. Greg is connecting at a 60% rate. We'll see if he can continue that, maybe even improve it. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in. Thanks, everybody, for submitting questions. Be sure to download the Keystone Sports app. Check us out all day, all week at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com.
Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light want to remind you that fall is the best season. Why? Because of football. Leaves. Fantasy football. Flannel. Beards. Tailgating. Oh yeah, and more football. Welcome to the best season ever. Grab some Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Because it's time to get undomesticated. Beer. Labatt USA. Buffalo, New York. Always enjoy responsibly.
Hey, it's Ross Tucker, former NFL player and now host on the Keystone Sports Network, telling you about GoPSURV.com. I had an unbelievable experience for the Wisconsin game with my wife. My father-in-law came up. We had an absolute blast tailgating at GoPSURV.com. If you don't know about it or you haven't checked it out yet, you need to do so immediately. Call Mark at 1-800-519-8467 or go to GoPSURV.com.
Life gets complicated, and it only gets more complicated when things change, which is why AAA insurance agents take the time to talk with you so that they can help you choose the best auto and home coverage. Don't put off getting protected. Let AAA help cover what you care about. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA insurance agent or visit AAA.com to learn more about AAA.